Hello, good morning.
Hi, good morning. This is Tamidi from Family First. I had a missed call.
Yes, I was calling. My name is Ms. Briscoe. I was calling to see who can I get in touch with. It's been 11 days or a little longer since the pay. My pay went in on the 18th, but I'm not hearing anything from anyone.
And what is your name?
Loretta Briscoe. No, I have on the phone now. Wait right there.
That's L-O-R?
Yes, ma'am. I see.
So what's the issue with the pay?
I don't have it. That's what I'm asking you.
You work for Michael Fagan?
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay, did you do a direct deposit?
Yes, they have all of my, well, the young lady told me she had all of my information from the last Family First. They switched, transferred everything over. My TB test, my direct deposit, my something else they had wanted for me. She told me I was A-okay, go. And I threw my timesheets into the, you know, so everything they asked, I done.
Yeah, they never put your direct deposit in, so you probably end up getting a paper check, and you may receive it today, tomorrow, no later than Wednesday.
If I receive a paper check today, how would that be possible? Is it through mail or?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And whatever address you have on file, that's where it will go.
So it won't get here today. So how far are you guys from my address?
Let me see where you live at. So you won't be able to pick it up here only because it's already been mailed out.
Well, you didn't know it was mailed out, though, before I asked.
That's because I just opened up your file and I seen. Yeah,
okay.
And I noticed that there's no direct deposit. We're in a one winding drive, like City Line.
One winding drive, close to City Line. One winding drive. Okay.
So I'm about to see now.
One winding drive, Family First. That's not too far either. But you're saying it's already been mailed out.
Yeah, that is correct. Mm-hmm. Because
so no
for
one
some
got in
reason,
touch with
they
me.
Never.
Do I have a coordinator or anything? Do I have anybody that's like watching?
You do
over
have
this?
Someone that you can speak to that right now is overseeing the case until they are assigned a patient coordinator.
Yeah, Erica or something like that.
Okay. Is that
right.
The one that you were the one, that's the person
the
you were in contact with?
Spoke with administration. I think her name was, Erica was the intake. And then they switched me over to the administration. A young lady, her, Spanish, I believe.
Melissa.
Okay, correct. Miss Melissa. I spoke with her. So she's been the one that I've actually been calling and getting all the information. And I kept asking her. I said, I know it's a transfer. We also have bills. We just want to keep in the perspective of that. Is there anything else I need to do so you could just give the direct deposit and think every question, and I get that with her. So I'm just worried, like, if I did that and they still had a problem, what other problems is going to occur?
So you should have been sent a link, and then you were supposed to open
nothing.
The link up and put your information on there. But, okay, so
ma'am,
since I don't
nothing.
See it here.
They told me they went straight from the old Family First and got all the other information, which I asked them to send over because it was requested. So it could be an easier job. So I'm thinking, okay, great. I could just, you know, continue. They told me continue to clock in, which is right. Mm-hmm. Now it's just the other end. Like, do you need my direct deposit? Do you need these things instead of going to the other?
Yeah, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and send you the link now. And then you'll just fill it out.
Mm-hmm.
And then once I receive it, I'll go ahead and put it in for you.
Okay.
Just trying to get your number really quick.
I'm trying to figure out if there's anything else that's going to affect me moving forward that you guys may need that I can give just so I won't... There won't be no luck.
I mean, I can have one of them call you back only because I'm not too familiar with the case.
Reset.
Because I didn't work on it.
Respect.
But I can definitely assist with this part of it.
I wish they could have told me, because I don't do checks here. Checks don't even make it to your door. They don't even stay in your door. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay.
That's why I wish it was some type of communication. I'm just feeling real weird right now about the whole situation. No connection, no this. I'm like, is this really a real job, a real organization?
Right.
I just never dealt with nothing like that. You have to communicate. I don't care how top, how small,
absolutely.
Little. Communication is just the key to everything.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I don't think it should be any issues. It was just
no,
because,
not from your part.
It's
going to be issues on my part receiving it.
Right.
People steal people's checks. People go in people's mails. That's why I say if I was aware, I could have set it up for my neighbor and them. Can you catch my mail for me? Or could you do, you know, something like that? I had no notification. If I hadn't called you. And I only did that because my mortgage was due, and
So I just sent you the link. As soon as you fill it out, I'll go ahead and put it in for you. So like that, this Friday coming, it'll go straight to your account.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And then if you want, I'll reach out to Melissa and Erica if you would like a call back.
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay.
You said today, tomorrow, or something, just so I can let my neighbor be aware.
Yes,
of
yes.
What is it going to say, like, just family first on it or something?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right.
All right, thank you.
Oh, sure. Bye-bye.
All right, thanks. Didn't it take so many taxes out the damn check?